And, you know, in terms of using chemotherapy or hormonal therapy, et cetera, we did see a trial a couple of years ago, the so-called CALOR study. It wasn't very big, but seemed like it showed a benefit, you know, kind of the pseudo-adjuvant chemotherapy. And a lot of investigators have started to utilize that approach. So first of all, in this situation, she's ER positive, HER2 negative, so she could have a change in hormonal therapy from the letrozole.
So her recurrence is also ER positive, is it?
Right. Yes. Yes. So if she were HER2 positive, theoretically she'd get anti-HER therapy with or without chemotherapy. But in terms of triple negative, she could get chemotherapy. So in general, what's been the approach of your team to these local recurrences? And another issue that nobody really talks about, except when I was interviewing Norm Wallmark, he said he does genomic assays. He does a recurrence score on the local recurrence, which is, you know, I don't think we have too much data on it, but it kind of makes sense. But how do you think through this question, particularly of chemotherapy after a local recurrence?
So the CALOR trial, as you remember, showed clearly a benefit for women who had ER-negative disease. And for ER-positive disease, it was, I don't remember if it reached statistical significance or not. I think it may have been borderline or maybe not significant in the ER-positive group. But it was a small study. They didn't reach their accrual goals. And when we discuss it at our conferences, I think the medical oncology read often is that it was not sufficiently powered for some of these questions. So they always, since before the CALOR study was published, there was a lot of discussion about whether women should get repeat systemic therapy. Since the CALOR study for hormone receptor negative disease, no one has any hesitation. For hormone receptor positive disease, we discuss it. The best scenario, the easiest scenario, is where the woman was on tamoxifen previously and had a little interval of tamoxifen, or even if she hasn't, then it's easy to go to an aromatase inhibitor. If she's on an aromatase inhibitor and this lady has been on one for 4 years, then one could argue that this tumor is resistant to AI therapy and maybe tamoxifen would be the right thing to use.